Get started, man. Is it recording? Yeah, it's Weekend Weaves, episode 25, and it's April 24th, 2023. I'm here, Alonzo. I'm here with my man, Jason. Jason, say what's up.
Was good. Does not sound like a bomb. It just sounds like somebody blowing or like walking outside and it's just wind hitting a microphone.
Yeah. Now listen, that's called motherfucking bars, nigga. Yeah. Now listen, that's
all right, yo. I just got done watching Vinland Saga episode 16. Even though technically we were on episode 15. Just tell me about it, man.
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, left off with, did we talk about last episode?
No.
I don't think we did. Okay. Well, last episode, you know, I'm pretty sure it just left off because episode before, or maybe we did when the old master. Yeah, we did. We talked about the episode before. So now, you know, Lauren Hyde is going to go see Garter and basically touch up his wounds. It's so funny because funny, like, because remember when I was like, and then the guard was like, why don't you give him something else? If that's your husband, he hasn't seen in a long time.
No, I was laughing.
That dude
about
is a
that.
Creep. That dude
like,
is a creep. I just
Jason
found that hilarious though.
Thing,
yeah. Like that thing is just funny, bro. It was just funny. So first off, when she got there, Snake was leaving and Snake was like, I told you not to come here. And he was going to go wherever he was had to go. And he told his little subordinate, like, take care of her, you know, take her back to the old master's house. She's not supposed to be here. And then the dude was like, all right, you heard him. Let's go. And I guess that's like, I don't know. He got Arnhide is a beautiful woman. And bro, I guess he was like, ah, she's a beautiful woman. I should help her. And so he was like, all right, you know, it wouldn't hurt. You can go talk to him.
So easy.
I mean,
she didn't
you know,
even do
like,
anything.
Yeah, she didn't even do it. She was just talking, literally just talking. And he was just like, you know, it wouldn't hurt. You know, I'm being a good guy. I don't know what he was thinking, but anyway, lets her go talk to him. And they both kind of, well, she broke down and she was just kind of sad, letting him know, like, you know, so much has changed. We've kind of both failed and we're like completely different than who we are before and a bunch of other stuff. And they were just crying. And then the guards was like, well, this is very anticlimactic. Like, I didn't think they were just going to be crying. Like, what the heck? And then the other dude was like, all right, well, you know, that's enough. And then she kept trying to get them to untie him so she could clean his wounds. And he was like, nah, we can, you know, we can't do that. Can't untie him. And then he was like, all right, that's enough. That's enough. And then when he grabbed her, like, shoulder to kind of, like, pull her back, Garter just bit his neck off. Literally bit his whole neck off and killed the dude. And then his sword dropped. And then the dude was struggling, trying to, like, while he was holding his neck, swinging his sword, trying to, like, cut Garter, or at least, like, hit him or something. And then the guards on the inside, because they left, because they were like, all right, this is taking too long. I'm just going to go back inside. So they had left, went back inside the building. Yeah, honestly, really bad. And then, he's struggling. Then they hear like some like, you know, stuff, a little commotion, like rustling and stuff. And then they're like, oh, snap, what's going on? This dude's dead. And then Garter's like screaming at Arnhide, like, untie me, untie me, untie me. And then it kind of just cuts from there. Because they didn't show him really fighting for real, did it? I don't think it showed him
it
fighting
just cut away
at all. It just kind of cut away. And then Snake showed back up. It was raining. And he saw all the dead bodies, and he was like, I told these dudes not to let their guard down, bruh. And what did they do? Let their guard down. And then he saw the sword. Somebody did injure him, though. Like, they stabbed him in the chest pretty bad, which we see in this current episode. And so he was like, he's still here. He's wounded. Go look for him. And then the next episode starts, or at the end of that episode, it's the morning, and they show up at Einar's and Thorfinn's little pen where they stay at, and they're asking Well, they didn't even ask questions. They were just like, be on guard, be strong, and they just started stabbing stuff and throwing all their... I mean, they don't really got any belongings. It's literally just hay and logs. So they're like just poking stuff and stabbing the hay to see if he was in there. And then Thorfinn was like, Gardner must escape. And Einar was like, why are they doing this? And then the episode ended. And then the next episode, which is the current episode for this week, came out on Monday today. Basically came back to the same spot where they were ransacking their little hut or whatever you want to call it, the place they sleep at. And Einar's like, Arnheit, because he's I guess he's feeling like she might be in trouble, or, you know, since she either went to go save him and she's in trouble, or he's going to go get her and she's going to be in trouble. So he's like, let me go here and see if she's okay. They show up at the old master's house, and she's actually being, they're using her as a decoy, only letting her sit outside. Because at this moment, they don't know that he is actually in the house, unconscious, under the old master's bed. And the old master is in on letting him stay there so they could try to escape. So they're just sitting, snaking his one other guard is sitting inside the house.
I'm like, at this point, this man is just like taken into the family at this point.
You think so? I think the old guard just understands. I mean, the old master just understands. Like, remember he told the story about you got to let the storm pass, but sometimes you can't do that.
Yeah.
And he probably feels like, he even said like slaves aren't born slaves because they're unworthy or lesser people. It's just they're unlucky. So he probably just feels like, bruh, I'm about to die. I'm old as hell. She just wants to live with her husband, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just want to be free. Wrongs. Yeah, it's just like, man, it's not that big of a deal. Even though, like, later in the episode, when Thorfinn breaks his vow, which I don't even think that's breaking his vow. I think he's realizing, because remember we talked about this. At least I said, I'm like, it's no way you can be peaceful all the time. Like, you will have to use violence to maintain your peace. Or yeah, to protect
it's not
people.
Possible in their
it's
world.
Not realistic. And so, and I think he's realized that, and he had, you know, Askeladd showed up in his and I don't want to say his dream, but in his head talking to him.
Let's say he was like he's just a maniac.
Yeah, he was wide awake. Yeah. He was just like, yeah. So are you gonna break your vow? I mean, and then he got a good point. He was like, you know, both you guys are fighting for just reasons. Like, Snake is not wrong in trying to kill this man because he killed five of his subordinates, and you are not wrong because you feel like, yeah, he did kill five guards, but at the same time, he was a slave, and the slave owner was terrible to him. So for him to kill a slave owner is not like that bad, and for him to be on a run and trying to get his wife back and live a regular life is also not wrong. You know what I mean? Like, that's not wrong either. But him killing the five guards, I do think is wrong, and I do think Snake should be able to get that. Not necessarily kill him, but they should be able to fight one-on-one to see. And whoever wins, wins. You know what I mean? Respectfully. Yeah,
I mean, Snake would
I think
win,
that should be a thing. But he's injured right now, so they can't do that. But I think that would have been awesome if they did it that way instead. Like, they fight, and if he dies, he dies. If he lives and beats Snake, he beats Snake, you know. And they go on.
So yeah, I don't think Snake would have lost to him, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I don't know. Remember when they first fought? He was like, he's injured, and he hit him in a weak spot because the dude is pretty strong. Like, he's not weak.
Yeah. But, like, so, I don't think he's, like, a trained fighter.
A trained fighter? I mean, he was a soldier.
I think he's just
strong. I mean, they lost.
Yeah. He got thrown into slavery after the last one.
Yeah, so yeah, after, know. Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily.
But that happens in
bad.
A lot of wars, when people lose wars. Yeah. You can be a strong warrior, and if your team loses, you know,
yeah,
thrown into slavery or prison.
At war, I'm sure it was a team fight. I'm just saying,
you don't think he would have stood a chance? I don't think he would have either. I think he could have put up a little bit of a fight, but Snake would have definitely ultimately won. But
we don't even know
then
Snake's
there's like
background.
Some small stuff in the episode too, like when Einar and Thorfinn showed up, they talked to Arnheit, and Arnheit explained what happened. And how the old master was in it, and then Einar was like, why did you do this? You said you were trying to protect your son, but this is not protecting your son. You're putting him in danger. And she was basically like, you know, I couldn't stop thinking about how we were in the past, things going back to normal, me and him just living with our son or our kid, and you know, just being free and living a normal life. I told you she loves him. She loves him. You said she didn't, but I'm 100% sure she loves that man.
I don't know, man.
Because, bro, what do you mean you don't know? I mean...
Okay, yeah. I mean, she loves him. But, like, maybe that's, like, a friend. You know, like, a strong friend. Okay.
All right. All right. And then...
I don't know.
And then the old master also basically tells Snake, like, put down your sword, you know. Snake was like, I can't put down my sword because if I let somebody kill my subordinates, then I shouldn't even be fighting. And then the old master was like, if that's the case, you already should get rid of your sword because you came from somewhere else. And I was like, dang, that's tough. And then the snake was like, all right, you're talking too much. It's time for old people to go to sleep. Because I'm pretty sure wherever he came from, he let his subordinates die and he had to leave. Because why are you just guarding a farm now? You're clearly a highly trained warrior. Is that what you thought? That's what I thought. That's what I think. Why would he say it like that?
I thought he was just saying... I didn't think he said it like that. I thought he was saying, like, and you know, like, I can look at your sword and tell that you're not from here.
That's what I'm saying. So wherever you came from, you let your subordinates die and you had to leave.
I don't think he's saying that.
I think that is what he's saying. What else would he be implying, though?
I thought he was just saying, like, you should just put your sword down just because you should put your sword down and just, like, live a regular life instead of just like,
I mean, that too, but he said like looking from your sword, that's not from here, that's not from this land. And he was like, I'm pretty sure you've had things happen in the past and that's how you ended up here. So yeah, if you, it's probably. Really, so that's what I took it as. He's saying like clearly some other things have happened in your other land wherever you're from, because you're a highly skilled warrior. And your subordinates probably have died, and you probably weren't able to get revenge or kill whoever killed them. And you had to, you know, flee or run or go somewhere else and find it, start a new life kind of deal. And he's like, okay, if that's the case, you might as well put your sword away now. And he was like, you can just take my land, be a farmer, and, you know, the best way to start, basically start over or start new is just to, you know, give it all up. That's the best way to atone. He was like, all right, you know, oh man, you're talking too much. Go to sleep. And then that's when Einar and Thorfinn and Arnhide devised their plan. And then Einar's in the fucking cloak. Oh, yeah. Like Darter sitting at the tree. And then the dude's like, oh, I see him. And then they go on horse to get him. And then he's running.
Halloween.
And they're, I'm not going to lie, it took him a long time to catch him. Like, they're on horse.
Bro, how far was he running?
That's what I'm saying. And then Snake eventually put two and two together. He was like, this dude is clearly not injured the way he's running. He's running like a, like, a perfectly healthy person. Like, so he's like, all right, you two. Right. He was like, you two, keep following him. But if it is him, stay back. Don't catch him. Just, you know, keep your distance. And I'll send, some help or some backup in a time being. But I'm going to go. He didn't tell him where he was going. He was like, but I'll be back. He went back to the house because he had his suspicions. And he got off his horse early. Yes. And so he had his suspicions. And then he went back on horse, got off his horse early, and then walked up there so they couldn't hear him. And then that's when he saw Thorfinn putting the garter on the,
can he run?
On the back of the wagon.
Those two things. How fast was he running? And how slow Thorfinn was moving? Was like annoying me. I was like, why is he like walking right now?
Give me 1 second.
Like, Thorfinn was so casual about putting the old master and putting Gorder in the back of that car. Like, he was like pacing, like slow walking. And then Einar was just booking it. And like, again, with the physical feats in this show are just funny. Like, he was so fast on foot compared to them on horses. And then Snake was also seemingly faster on foot than on horse. So this is weird. Well, Jace is not here, so just gonna, what was I gonna say? I'll probably just cut this part out.
Hurt him back.
Okay.
Chicken. But yeah, I heard what you were saying. Like, he was taking his sweet time because a lot of time had passed for them not to already be set up and gone and leaving. Like, it would have been better if Snake was on his horse chasing them going to the southern border to get away. And then he caught up to him and I don't know. I think that would have been
Dorfin hopped off or something.
Yeah, not hopped off, but then he sees like Garter in the back and he sees Dorfin and he sees the old master and he's like, you're in on this too? And then like, I don't think he, or maybe he like crashes him or something. I don't know. But I do think it was like crazy how long it was taking. Yeah, it was crazy how long it was taking Thorfinn to get like everything set up so they could start leaving.
And that's what I was saying about like the, not the time. What was I going to say? With Thorfinn and Einar, like, that's what I was saying about like, I feel like Gorder at this point is just like part of the family, even though he's not, is like,
why are they doing all this to risk their freedom?
Yeah, like they're doing all this. Like Thorfinn and Einar are still slaves technically. So like I don't know if there would be any punishment for freeing this guy or working this hard to free this guy. And then Arnhide is still a slave. But we already know her motivation. And the old master, I guess he can just do whatever he wants. But like I don't know how this relates to like the law or does, I guess at this part of the, in this part of the land, there really isn't really a law anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess it doesn't matter. It's just like, they're doing a lot for people who are still slaves. Like, I don't know what the repercussions would be for this.
Well, Garter killed his owner. So I guess he's technically still a slave to that family. But he killed all the sons. I'm pretty sure the uncle is the one that wants him back to make him pay. And technically, Thorfinn and Einar are free. Because soon as what's-his-name comes back, he's going to see that they cultivated the land. He's going to be, all right, you guys are free. But nobody else knows that. And I don't think he'll change his mind based on what they've done. Because technically, they haven't done anything to disrupt his business, per se. Like, yeah, they messed up Snake's guards got killed, but that's not really, you know.
So that's not really their fault that they died.
Yeah. That's not their fault. Like, they got killed because Arnhide freed them. But they're just trying to get him off the land, basically. If anything, they're helping him. Like, leave. Get out of here. We don't want you here. You're causing problems. But
then how would Kettle feel about Arnhide leaving too?
Yeah, he probably wouldn't like that.
That's his main.
But I feel like he would understand though. Because remember what happened to him?
Oh, you're saying if they told him the whole story?
Yeah, he would understand.
I don't know, but that is still his favorite slave though.
So? The same thing happened to him. Know. Remember he had his girlfriend that he wanted and well, not the same thing, but something similar. Like he had the girl who liked him and he liked her. And then some dude in another land who was more powerful was like, I want that girl to be my wife. And then he was like, no, you can't do that. Let me know you. And then the old master was like, you know, I'm not about to risk all our fortune and everything we have for this woman. And so she ended up going with the other dude and he felt some type of way. Showed up and she was dead. So I think he'll feel like, you know, this isn't my wife. Like, that's his wife. They were together. And he just wants his wife back. Like, I've been in the same situation. But the only difference is that I couldn't do anything. He can do something about it. So, you know, I'm going to let him go off and be what they want to be. And, you know, he's non-confrontational. And he's always like, we can talk things out. So I definitely feel like he would be okay with it. The only problem would be that he killed the five guards and he would be like, all right, there has to be some kind of repercussion or punishment. But I think what he will ultimately do is be like, you know what? You can be my slave. You guys can be together and you can work off and eventually become free.
I don't know. But I would never trust Garter to be my slave, though. That's a, like, I don't, like, the way I see it, it's like, okay, best case scenario, Kettle's like cool with it because he's generally a cool guy, but this is a little bit more of an emotionally charged situation because he's obviously really into Arnhide and she's pregnant, which I assume he doesn't know that, but
yeah, he doesn't know.
He may find out.
Well, I mean, they could still hide it because she could get pregnant with Gardner and they could lie and say it's Gardner's baby. If they that took Gardner really... in.
But it wouldn't make sense though because she's already pregnant and Gardner just came around.
Yeah, I know. But you know, I don't know how well they know about anatomy in this time.
they don't know how long it takes.
Yeah.
I feel like they would know. I don't know. Kettle, look at that baby. That's my baby. I can tell. But I don't know. If I was Kettle, I feel like I'd be in a kind of a weird place about that. Even though, yeah.
And you got to remember, the only reason Gardner
to him, but
the only reason Gardner killed his master is because he was a terrible master. Like, he wasn't a good person.
Yeah, it's true.
And when it got news that they killed
more guards, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's the biggest problem, because he killed the guards.
Yeah. Like, the master, no one really cared about. And they only went to look for him just because...
They wanted a three horse for the reward.
But then he killed those five. So now it's like a thing with Snake. And he's not probably going to let that go. But yeah. I guess we'll see what happens in the next episode. But yeah.
And then Thorfinn did his stance. That's why he's the GOAT.
Is that who you're saying? I was confused who you were calling the GOAT in that episode.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT because he's doing the stance?
Because he's about to fight again, bro.
Wow.
He realized he must fight in order to maintain peace.
Yeah, there aren't really selectively any MLK types in this era. Can't really do that with no justice system or democracy of any kind. I feel like, I mean, do you think he's gonna beat him?
I think he can.
He might. I don't know. He doesn't have any weapons, is my only
thing. I mean, he doesn't want to kill him, he just wants to knock him out.
I was saying, I feel like Snake wouldn't want to kill him either.
I think Snake's gonna try to kill him because he's like, I gotta cut you down to kill this dude, and I will do it. But I don't think he'll be ready for how good Thorfinn really is.
That's true. But I don't think Snake will actually be trying to go for a kill. I feel like everyone's just in a weird situation. Because everyone like knows each other and is already cool with each other. But you got one person standing in the other person's way. And they both have pretty good reasons for doing what they're doing. And I feel like no one really wants to like hurt each other. But they're still both choosing the fight just because they have different goals here, obviously.
I think Snake would definitely kill them. I think he's friends with them, but I don't think he'll be like, damn, I don't want to kill you. If he has to, he will.
I don't know. I feel like he would kill him if Thorfinn was trying to kill him. I don't think he would... I don't think Thorfinn is going to fight.
I mean, he was cutting at him. The very first swing was intent to kill.
Yeah, but he knew he was not going to hit him.
No, he didn't.
Come on, bro.
He was shocked. And then he was like, what is this stance?
I don't even know what Thorfinn was doing. Like, did he do a flip? Like, what did he do?
So he punched at him. And then Snake dodged it. And Snake tried to, you know, slice him. Thorfinn dodged it, and then he kicked his sword and did a backflip to, like, parry it and create some space.
That's what I thought happened, but I was confused.
And then the old master was on the ground looking out the door. He was like, what the heck?
Wasn't he very close to, like, the actual ground? Like, kind of, like diagonal to the ground?
Half his body was sticking out the door frame, just looking. And then Arnheim was on one knee, like, what the heck?
I was saying, this is all nonsense. This is... I'm trying to think whose fault it is, but I guess it's everybody's fault.
It's Arnheim's fault.
You think it's mostly Arnheim's fault?
Yeah. They had him captured, and she went to go talk to him, even though he was like, I'm going to protect my child. I'm not going to go see him. Went anyway and allowed him to escape. Now there's, because remember, it was only four people dead or one person dead. He killed one guy.
I kind of feel bad for her, though, because I feel like the only reason that she untied him is because he bit the neck off the dude.
Yeah, she kind of had no choice.
And the other ones were covered. I feel like she felt like they were going to kill her, like both of them.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like she don't really love him.
But she, I mean, at the end of the day, why did you go see him?
Man, you see him one more time. I feel like she was prepared for him to, like, die or be sent off again. Like, I don't think she went there with the intention to try to help him escape.
I don't think so either, but...
Like, she wanted to treat his wounds, but, like...
Yeah.
She wasn't okay. Gonna free
How him. You gonna do that? And he's tied up with ropes from the chest to the waist down.
Well, that's why she was asking to untie him.
Okay, and untie him, and you expect him not to try to run?
I don't know. Who knows? Love makes you do crazy things. Who knows what she was thinking? All I know, everybody in this situation is crazy. Everyone just needs to relax and wait.
I mean, Snake seems pretty just.
Yeah, Snake is just, but he's crazy for trusting his guards. He knows they're stupid.
Yeah, but...
Maybe not that stupid, but they've been very stupid. Like, they've just been bad. But he has to know that. So the fact that he keeps trusting them with these tasks.
Major tasks, yeah.
Major is weird. But all right. Anyway, that episode was past two episodes of Vinland. It's been good all season. What episode number was that? Was that 16, 15?
14. Okay. Or 16. Might have been 16.
I'm surprised that nobody's... 21 episodes? I think it's going to be 25.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm surprised nobody else has shown up at the farm yet, like the army or Kettle. But I guess they're just going to let this play out. It takes 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there for a minute then.
But remember they did a little bit of a time skip. The previous episode?
Before the slave stuff was happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right before it started, they did a time skip because the old master got older.
No, so they're going to be like way past this by the time someone shows up. Okay. Do you want to talk about, what's this, Heavenly Delusion?
Yeah.
I like both of chewing? These. Not really. I don't think so. But I like both of these shows so far. I'm going to try to recap this. I'm looking at some pictures, try to jog my memory. So what happens? Oh yeah, we leave off the past episode with the fish monster, like the water fish with the human hands, like crawling. I was so confused. Are they in a ship or a submarine? Like, I'm so confused.
They're in a ship. Ships have bottoms.
Okay, that makes sense. I was getting a little confused because when the fish was outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's using his hands to go around. It's not swimming. I was thinking it was like swimming. I was confused. I was like, are they underwater or on the water? So, okay. So they were on the ship, and you see the fish with the hands crawling around, like trying to get inside to kill people. And then they're trying to come up with our two main characters, trying to come up with a plan to take out the fish. So they're trying to like close themselves in. The fish is crawling around. Obviously, it's like really strong. And then the girl, who is actually a guy, comes up with a plan. Well, not really. Actually, she didn't have a plan. She's just like, we need to just bring the fish inside in like a maze type thing and run around because it can only go straight, basically. So they start running around. And they ask about this certain room that isn't locked, actually, but they need to get in there to lure the fish in, and it's covered in boxes and stuff. So then they lure the fish in there. It's like obviously really hectic and crashing around and stuff, and then it falls into these boxes of dried weed,
marijuana.
And I guess it soaks up all the water off the fish because the fish was using that to like breathe or whatever, kind of like a water suit. So it dries up the fish, and then the fish is just sitting on the ground because it can't move. All the water's gone, and then they just walk up and kill him. And then
yeah, the guy uses the touch.
Yeah, the Maru touch. Yeah, the Maru touch. Kills the fish, and then it goes away from them. And this was the more interesting part of the story for this episode. So then they go back to the school. Or I guess it's a school. Yeah, it's partly school.
Yeah, it's a school, yeah.
And everyone's getting freaky at the school. The school's getting really weird. Everyone is like hitting puberty at the same time.
I mean, they're all the same age.
So. Yeah.
But girls do hit puberty before dudes. So I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess it is weird. They're all getting it at the same time.
So yeah, people are just like going out into the trees and making out and
sending nudes.
Yes. Well, no, that kid, I forgot about that kid. So he has those nude pictures, but he has them of the girl from outside, right? Like she was in the shower. Like that's when she was at the shower at like that inn with the crazy lady.
Oh yeah. But so he thought it was that girl.
Right. Cause they're identical.
Yeah. They're identical. Yeah.
So I don't know how he's getting those.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another weird thing. And then we got Froppy from My Hero in the show.
Sue.
She got Sue talking to our lookalike for the guy main character. Boy, yeah.
You want to see babies?
Even though babies. I keep thinking he's a girl. When he's like in the school.
Yeah, he does look like a girl.
He looks a lot.
He does
like a
look
girl.
Very feminine. I think I'm thinking that.
What are you thinking?
Somehow, the dude, the main character, who's a dude in a girl body. I think this might be a stretch. I think that might be his sister's consciousness, like reset, but in that person's body. Or something like that.
I mean, maybe. It's a theory. I got no idea. He does seem very girly, though.
Yeah.
So it keeps confusing me. I'm like, is that the same guy? I mean, their hair is the same. Shorter.
It's a dude, but he's definitely dressed and has more feminine mannerisms.
Yeah, just looks
and action.
Girly. So yeah, Froppy goes to the girly main character, and he's like, she's like, you want to go like over here to this area? I forgot exactly what she says, but she starts climbing the wall like a frog.
She just asked, do you want to see some babies?
Yeah.
He's like, babies?
And then
they're
like, yeah,
follow me.
Oh, is that what she says? You want to see some babies?
Yeah.
She was like, oh yeah. And then in the other episode, she was talking about how like, that's not what babies look like. Like I seen like real babies. I know where they're at. So yeah, and he's like, "Yo, how can I climb? Like, I can't climb like you." And then the thing you were saying, like, I guess they're all like superhuman, which explains
they have like
some of the weird stuff.
I think what they really are man eaters converted into humans.
I can see that too, based off the babies.
The babies inside the incubation chambers.
But the babies look really weird though. Like they don't look like they could turn into regular looking humans.
It's like. Yeah. They could either be man-eater or they could transform to humanoid.
So, yeah, she can be a frog, basically. And they just have, like, superhuman bodies. Like, the kid fell from, like, the tower and, like, got back up. And the guy the girly guy, he's, like, invisible on camera for some reason.
Yeah, he can't be seen on cameras. Which is weird because he went and got a ball at the end of the door. And they could see him on camera.
Maybe it turns on and off. I don't know.
Maybe he's turning it on. I think the man eater in the little chamber did something to him.
What, you think it like awakened him or something? I mean, he was also, because
he called his name. He said his name.
Oh yeah, he said
the baby
in Tokyo.
The baby said the name.
But he was also like, he was invisible
when they were looking at the wall.
Yeah, like before they went in there too.
But even then, I don't think it was invisible because it didn't even show the machines.
What machines?
That let him get up the wall. Those weren't on the wall either.
Oh really?
Yeah, like it would be one thing if the two machines were still on the wall, and then it was just invisible. It was like nothing on the wall. It was just wall. Yeah. Okay.
Then maybe not. Then maybe they were just already gone.
I also think the guys in that security room are terrible because they weren't looking at anything. Like, am I wrong? Yeah, like they weren't watching any of the screens. They were like
definitely bad at security.
Yeah. And then the alarm went off after they were in that room for like too long. I don't know if they triggered their alarm. I think they did because he was about to touch the glass. And I think when he touched the glass, which I don't think is like a smart idea, because if you touch the glass, you just left fingerprints and they know somebody was in there for sure.
Right. And he left a footprint on
the wall when he was going back up.
But he was invisible though. But that was confusing. I don't know if he's the one to set off the alarm either,
or something else,
because everybody was like, oh, there's an alarm going off. It was like the first time it ever happened, and then they're all just like going into a meeting and they're like, what's going on? We don't know what's going on. I guess maybe it was probably him that set off, but that was still weird.
And then the robot that controls the whole
building, the AI,
yeah. And the lady, the principal lady in the wheelchair, is like, can you tell us what's wrong? What does this mean? And then the AI had a great response. It was like, if a human is hurt and they go to the doctor, or they go to like a checkup and the doctor says something's wrong with you, and then they ask the human, do you know what's wrong with you? It's like, no, I don't. That's why I came to get a checkup. Like, you're supposed to tell me. Like, I can't tell you. I don't know. So she doesn't know, which I think is kind of weird too. Huh?
And then the lady in wheelchair was like, you know what, you got a point. I can't debate with that.
Yeah. Even though I feel like theoretically, if you're an AI and you control this whole building, I think you would be able to know what's going on inside your, you know, like
I would think so too. I feel like that's like the point of you in the first place.
So I do think that might have been a cop out, and I feel like she knows some stuff that's going on, but the AI doesn't want to, you know, kind of just wants it to play out.
Then the AI has ulterior motives.
Yeah. Hmm. I think so.
Maybe. After that, they go back, they switch back to our older characters on the outside, and they're asking the people on the ship, I guess, about the bird marking.
This dumbass dude.
And I think one of them says like they saw something.
He was like, "Oh yeah, I know that mark. It's this company. This is literally a building down the road." That mark was not the same at all, bro. They started laughing about it too. They're like, "This guy's talking about. I know that mark. It's down the street." No, it's not. That's not the same thing. And they also offered them a job to be bodyguards because they're like, "These are good kids. They're like good kids. They're good kids. They have great character. Hope to see them again."
You're like, what, so, you turned down our offer?
Yeah.
Okay. So they do that.
It was pretty good. And then they got some food.
You like some soup or something? Or like a
some
bar.
Bread and some soup. I don't know what that is. And they made like bread soup out of it.
And so, switch back to the kid with a bowl cut. And he gets all weird. He's like, he had like these little computer chips or something. That's what they look like. Like little, like processors. And
are you talking about when he was on his computer looking at all the stuff?
Yeah.
He was trying to find where he saved the pictures at.
Yeah, he was like mad about like not being
able
to find.
Yeah, he was like, it should be right in between here. Where did they go? He was like, I should have downloaded them into my eyeballs. He said, I should have burned them into my retinas.
Burned them into my mind.
And then Then he goes actually confronts the girl. Yeah, yeah, he's like, can you come follow me? And they went to like some closet.
It looks like a closet. Yeah. And she's then, like bored. She has like the most bored face.
Yeah. Like, I think she has like no emotions. She's very stoic. And he was like, I have dreams or feelings about you and I want to lick you. And she was like, you want to eat me?
He said, I want to take
you. Yeah, he was like, I want to lick you.
And touch like, you.
All over.
And lick you all over.
And then she was like, you want to eat me? And he was like, no, not eat you, because then you would be gone. But like, because they don't know what that is. They didn't, like the dude said, he was like, we didn't teach him any of this stuff. But I think it's just natural. Like, you know, it just happens naturally.
Yeah, it was just so weird the way nature. He was saying it, because he sounded like a serial killer.
It was but it was very straightforward. And she was like, yeah. And he was like, can you come to my, I just want you in my room with me. And she was like, yeah, I can come to your room. He was like, what, really?
No, she was like, yeah, I can come for a little bit.
Yeah. And then he was like, what? And then he was like, all right. And then it comes back to the other guy, the lookalike, who looks like the dude, but the girl version of him, kind of. And he's upset because he's eavesdropping and hearing. I guess he has a crush on the dude. And then he's running. And then he goes to see his old friend who's sick.
Wait, does he have a crush on the bowl cut dude or the girl?
I think the bowl cut dude. Because remember, the bowl cut dude, he's the one that draws, right? Who draws?
I'm not sure who draws. It may be.
Because remember, he got upset that the guy gave a drawing to somebody else other than him.
I remember that.
I think he's just weird. He might just...
Whoever starts with just... Whose name starts with a K? Who's like Kona? Because he said at the end, he was like...
Kona like someone else. Or something like that, right?
Yeah, like he was like, I want Kona to be the one to like... touch me or whatever.
Oh no, that's the dude he was talking to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which was like weird. He was like, you know, I went, and he was like, you know, I do too. That's the dude that draws. He's the drawer. He's the one that draws. Okay. But I think he's just like, I guess he's jealous. I don't know. He wants to feel the same thing. I don't know. He's like in a weird. He's in a weird place.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then he's like,
wait. Before that though, he was the lookalike was talking to the sick kid.
Yeah, he was talking to the sick kid.
And then the sick
that
kid
was his
tried
friend.
To lip lock with him.
Yeah, he tried to kiss him. And he was like, what the heck? What are you doing? He was like, come close. Come here. Come closer. I'm like, what is going on, bro? What is going on?
I said, this is a horny episode.
Yeah, I'm like, bruh, it's just like, why? Like, what is this? Just cabin fever, bro? Is everybody just like, what the heck? And then he runs away. And he goes to Kona and he tells Kona, like, basically what's happening. He's like, I'm kind of feeling the same way. I just want someone, like, to touch someone and basically and stuff like that. And he's like, I want it to be you. And he was like, yeah, I kind of want it to be me too. And then she's all happy or he's all happy. It's very, I guess you could say gender fluid, this show. It's just like.
I don't know who's what.
I don't know who's what. What's who. And
they could be part creature and not even have gender.
That's what I mean.
Point.
Yeah,
not even
really human. We don't know. And then eventually he goes back into his bed. He's happy. He's literally rolling in happiness in his bed. And then he gets an announcement just to him about the kid who was in the bed, like in the hospital or whatever. And he's like, this message is only to you. He wants to talk to you. Come to this room. Like robot voice. And then he's like, all right, whatever. He shows up. And then the dude tells him, like, which I think is weird that they gave them so much privacy, being that, obviously they don't treat them like animals or subjects or anything, but clearly they're test subjects for whatever this thing is, you know what I mean? And he was like, I wanted to just be us, like, please leave.
Yeah, the adults were really okay with that.
Yeah, they were just fine. Like, all right, whatever. You know, if anything happens, just call us, you know, like, call us in. And then he whispers, this place is not safe. Run away. So... yeah, next episode will definitely be interesting.
Honestly, the adults seem very like
they don't know what's going
on in general.
Either.
Yeah,
I think they're also like, I think they were put in place just to be like the handlers for whatever this thing is, and the AI is the somebody is behind the AI, and there's some higher up that is doing this thing. I think the doctor is a part of whoever is also doing this thing. Because he was also doing some weird tests on humans and man-eaters. And he was getting investigated. So I think that he is also a part of whoever is running that school kind of thing.
Yeah, everything feels like an experiment. Like, everything is just, like, I feel like there's just so much curiosity around everything. And the adults aren't really, like, I mean,
questioning.
They're not questioning anything. And, like, they feel like they're obviously a part of it. But at the same time, they don't feel a part of it.
Yeah.
And they don't know what anything means. And alerts go off and they don't know what they mean. And I don't know. It just feels weird. But, yeah, that was pretty good. And Hell's Paradise, I think, this is probably my favorite this week.
Really?
Yeah. I knew I was going to like the Bandit Chief guy. And then
him
episode
and his brother.
Was around
him.
Him
and his brother.
So I was pretty hyped for that. Cause I knew he was going to be one of my favorites. And then he turned out to be one of my favorites.
Did you think he was going to let his brother die?
What was I thinking in that moment? When he turned around,
I was like, damn, I thought he was gonna let him die because he was just not adapting fast enough. I was like,
I don't think I thought the brother was gonna die, but when he like kept running and said that, like, I figured the brother was gonna like turn around and fight.
I thought he was just gonna cut his hair off and just keep running.
Oh yeah, he could have did that too. I didn't think the Bandit Chief guy was gonna come back though.
Yeah, I didn't either. Then he came back with, like, one of the demons, or the, I guess they're not demons, but the monsters' weapons.
Yeah, like a big axe. Or whatever. But, yeah, let me see if I can. It was mostly
recap.
Just fighting.
It was just brother. Talking. It was a lot of talking. It was a little bit of fighting.
There was a couple backstories, I guess. Because they had the backstory.
There was only one backstory, for real.
There was two.
I'm talking about, like, real backstories, because that girl was lying, the other assassin.
Oh no, I'm talking about the guy that like cut his hand off.
Oh yeah, because he wanted to get revenge for his lord that got murdered, which I think is like not. Oh no, I'm thinking of the other people. I'm thinking of the other. That's how the Bandit King became like homeless, because his clan went to go get revenge.
I'm talking about the guy who he was, like,
I know, cut his
like
hand off. And didn't he just break that dude's arch or his statue or something? Just because?
Yeah. Like, that was so weird, but, like, so funny. Like, because, like, I was under the context that everyone there was basically, like, a murderer. But then, their two backstories were, like, so casual. Like, him, the guy who broke the dragon statue, like, he was just known as, like, the dragon, I guess, because I don't know where he worked, but he wasn't, like, a criminal. And then he gets invited by this other guy who also goes by a dragon-type name of some kind. But I think he's just, like, in business. And, like, the guy is, like, having a drink with him. And the other guy is saying, like, I don't know. I forgot exactly what he says. It's just probably something about, like, you not being, like, the real dragon, or you can't break this dragon or something. And then he just goes out and breaks, like, the arch, like, the gate in front of his, I don't even know what you call a Japanese, like, big house. I want to say a Japanese mansion. I don't know. But he...
Castle,
yeah. He goes out and breaks, like, this dragon structure, and then I guess he gets sentenced to death for that.
So, yeah, his back, I'm like, well, that's kind of crazy. Put in this much trouble for that. And then their backstory was actually pretty good. His brother became, in a month, he became like a top executioner in a month, which is kind of crazy. And then I don't even know what he was just stealing. He was a bandit, so he would like rob and steal and I guess kill just to survive. And he basically was saying, like, life isn't about the strongest or the weakest. It's about who can adapt the most to survive.
Right.
And he was like, you always have to change. And his brother was saying, my brother's biggest strength is that he's able to recognize situations and react in insanely fast speeds. Which I guess is true. I guess stuff happens and he knows, all right, this is what we got to do. Instead of just thinking about it, it's just instinctual.
Because, like, wasn't the story that, like, his parents died? His dad died because, what was it? He was a lord or his
lord. So the lord of their clan got killed, and the clan retaliated and got revenge and killed the lord of another. They basically killed the person that killed their leader. So their clan's leader got killed. So the clan went back and killed the other guy. And I'm assuming they either killed him and then lost, or they weren't able to kill him and their plan failed. And so since they tried to kill him, their whole clan got like exiled and put to death, except for like the kids and stuff. Cause you know, like the kids don't,
yeah, they don't have them on the street.
Yeah. They're just homeless now. So they're just homeless and they basically were like stealing and robbing to try to make ends meet. And,
I don't even think they were doing that though. Like, I think they were just on the street begging, and then like,
yeah,
a but couple then those bandits dudes tried to came rob up to
him. Yeah, and tried to beat him up, and then the brother, I'm pretty sure, he won. I don't even know what really happened. It just showed him getting grabbed.
This is what I think happened, right? I think that they were just on this. It was so funny because it was like so out of pocket. Like they were just on the street, just like two beggar kids, and then a group of bandits came up to them, and they were like gonna beat him up, and then. Yeah. The kid was just talking about how, like, his brother adapted, and then it just cuts to him just, like, talking to them casually. I feel like he just, like, talked to them. Like, I don't think...
Talked it out. But he fought. Definitely did, like, he did robbing and stuff, because, like, you don't get to know Bandit King. You're killing something. You're stealing stuff. You're a bandit.
Oh, yeah, you know? Once he became a bandit.
Yeah, yeah. And then the younger brother was crying, because he was like, I just want to be... pampered and back in my old lifestyle. And he was like, don't worry about that, just follow me, I'll get you through it, I'll lead the way, he basically said I'm always right, and just follow me and I'll get us to the end. And then they also had a plan, if they do get the elixir, they're just going to drink it for themselves and live forever, and then nobody can ever tell them what to do, and they can live how they want to live.
Oh, yeah, he had a big freedom speech.
Yeah.
So that's why I liked him. But yeah, I knew it. I knew this was going to be my favorite character. As soon as I saw him, I was like, that guy right there. He's going to be him. And then they were just, like, killing devils or whatever. He got the big axe, was killing people. And then before all of that, it was...
Gabimaru.
Yeah, Gabimaru was fighting... And then the girl was just, like, passing out multiple times.
Yeah.
She's a big anchor here.
Yeah, she is. She is. She passed out. And then also the other girl, the other assassin showed up, who was, like, she was the one. Them. Yeah. Well, she didn't really save him.
No, she saved him. But he thanked her for saving him.
I don't think she really saved him. They didn't look like they were about to die.
He thanked her, but
remember he was like, she only thanked her because his wife was like, you should thank people that help you. He was like, thank you. I don't think he was like, I needed your help. You know what I mean? I think he would have got the job done. I mean, he was going on a rampage. He killed like, bro, he just went, he blacked out. Because remember, he wasn't even about to, he was about to let old girl die.
Yeah, but then he went over because he was like, I can't let her die.
Yeah, because like, I think it's just his subconscious. Die. It's just his subconscious. I mean, he can let her die. If he finds the elixir,
he would
be able to get pardoned because his executioner died.
Yeah, that's what they said.
But remember, the other guy was like, they don't care by any means. Like, if the dude comes back with an executioner or not, they just want the elixir. So I think they would have been like, all right, whatever, you got it. You came back, you're pardoned.
Maybe. Probably.
But remember, he like blacked out. He was like, I can't think. I got to just kill. And then he was saying like, I can't care about others, because if I care about others, that's just going to slow me down. And then when he blacked out to go like full kill mode, he still instinctually like saved her. And then when he woke back up, he was like, oh, what the heck? Because he didn't think he was going to do that. but he just did it anyway.
Like, saved her?
Yeah. Like, he was like, I don't have time to save her. Like, that's just going to slow me down. And then he went into, like, that kill state. But when he went into the kill state, he still ended up saving her. And that's why when he came out of it, he was like, what the heck? Like, why did I just do this? And I think he is. I'm not going to lie. He's getting weak. I mean, he's not weak, but, like, realistically, he's getting soft compared to what he was. But I don't think it'll... be a detriment to him. I think it will a little bit, but I don't think it'll cause life or death. You know what I mean?
I feel like it'll... Yeah, like... I guess it puts him in a little bit... It makes him more vulnerable, probably, yeah, compared to how he was before, but... Who knows? Maybe he'll be even stronger because...
I think she needs... Obviously, she won't die, but... I kind of want her to die, bro. She is pretty useless.
The thing is, she's, like, strong, but, like, she just keeps passing out and being weird.
She's not that strong, though. For real. Like, she's the lowest rank.
Yeah, but I think she's still strong, right?
I mean, she's probably decent, but compared to all the other ones, she's the weakest.
But is she the weakest because of her, like, actual strength, or is she ranked that low because of her mind?
I don't know.
I think that's her issue.
You think it's just the thought, the mentality?
Yeah, because you got that her could fan. That could be
the case.
Spacing out.
But crazy. I mean, she was just tired, though. Like, her body, she was like, my body been a lot. And then she passed out.
I don't know.
And then the other assassin was trying to seduce Gabimaru to get close and trick him. And she did it on one of the executioners because he was like, why do you have two? And he was like, she killed my criminal, so I think I have to stand here because she's too strong for one person.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, she seduced you. Yeah. You idiot. And then the other dude with the books is just like, yeah, I don't really mind, you know. And he has information. He has a lot of information. He had a bunch of books with info on the island. And then she was like, I'll let you know everything I know if we work together. And as soon as Gabimaru accepted, she was like, you don't have to tell him anything. We're just working together. And I'm like, what?
Why don't you just either?
Yeah, like, why? I'm not going to work. Like, I would just be like, well, I guess I'm not working with you. You just, like, what do you mean? So, I don't know. That's weird. And she was like, if we get the elixir, you know, just because we're working together doesn't mean I won't kill you. Because only one of us can bring it back. And then Gabimaru was like, yeah, I kind of know. I get that.
They both understand that they don't trust each other.
And then she keeps trying to seduce him.
And she kept trying to lie. Like, she tried to make up a story.
Yeah. He was like, why do you want to live? Like, why do you want to live so bad? She was like, oh, I have a sister. and she has an illness that's incurable. And I joined this assassin group of this land. And he was like, that assassin group is not from there. He was like, if you're going to lie, at least make it believable. And he's like, you caught on already? Ha, 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 ha. And it's like, I already don't like her. Like,
she's like,
I don't like her character. I don't.
I think she's funny. I don't care. Like, she just wants to live, obviously, which is a good enough reason.
Yeah.
And she also, like, tested a bunch of stuff, like, on this random, like, a different prisoner that was there.
Yeah, he kept asking, like, what she did to him. I don't know if she tested stuff on him. Like, you think she grabbed, like, the bugs and stuff and just experimented on his body, see what happened?
Well, I think, like they were showing, like...
Flowers were growing out of his body, and then she took a sword out of her chest.
Yeah, like, she set him up, and, like, the centipedes, like, didn't eat him. Like, she was just, like, testing, like, different stuff on him. And I think what happened, ultimately... Because didn't she just say that she, like, stabbed him?
She didn't say what she did. She was like, you're worried about other people. That'll get you killed. And then that was it.
Because I thought she told Gabimaru that she just, like, ultimately, like, cut him down. But what it showed, actually, was that he had, like, the flowers growing out of him. So I think she just, like, tested, like, the bug, like, the human face bug to see what would happen. And then... That's what happened.
I want to know how she just pulled a sword out of her chest with no blood. What's up with that?
I didn't see her pull a sword out of her chest.
It was a whole sword just sitting in her chest, and she just pulled it out.
Wait, what,
like,
did she do?
It was like she was faking she was dead, too.
At what part did she do that?
When it showed the dude on the with the flowers on him.
I gotta go back and look at that. I don't know. I don't remember that.
Hold on, I'll show you. I'll bring it up. Aha. Shout out to Riverside. You know, Discord will block the screen, but Riverside will not.
Well, that was that whole episode. Yeah, that's the only thing we talked about I don't remember is her pulling the sword out of her chest.
I did not remember this part.
What part?
The testing. Like you said.
Okay, yeah.
But she definitely had a sword come out of her body. I can find it.
I guess it wouldn't be the craziest thing based off of what we've seen in the show, but I guess it's weird that there was no, like, blood or anything.
Oh, I think they fought. I got him to let his guard down by playing dead and killed him. Yeah, she was playing dead, so she put a sword in her body herself.
Like, she put it, like, in her armpit or something? She, like, put it in her armpit, make it look like she was stabbed?
I mean, it was in her chest. It looks like it's in her chest in the picture. I'll share my screen.化け物たちが身につけているものは宗教的な衣装が多いです。それも仏教か道教に由来するような仏教と道教は本来別物。混在しているのは違和感がある。内地の知ってる人ね。そうや。どうしていく? I don't know. She's a weird character. I think she's pretty cool, but I just don't like her because how she acts.
I think that she's silly. She's probably my
second favorite
character as of right now. I just think she's entertaining. She'll probably just be a lot of comedic relief from, like, now on. I don't know. I feel like I can see her probably dying, like, mid-season or something.
You think she's gonna die? I think she'll stay around for a long time. I think she'll be like the second not the second main character, because the second main character is, you know, I think she'll be a vital part to getting to what they need, because she seems pretty strong and she's also a ninja / assassin or whatever. So I think she's very well.
That's true.
I feel like she has a set of skills that's very valuable.
I have a certain set of skills. I will find you, and I will kill you. But yeah, that's it for me for Hell's Paradise. Demon Slayer news. By next week, I will be fully caught up. Mark my words.
Did you watch the movie?
No.
What?
What happened was, Mariah got sick because of the she doesn't like the mask, like the head demon core guy. The guy is blind.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, his face just, like, weirds her out, and she can't watch the show. So then,
oh my
so
god,
she's done.
What? Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. So she's what? Done. So I'm will be continuing this journey alone.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but she has a bad with certain, like,
what is, like, trypophobia? Not yeah, trypophobia, but
like, so,
it's
like
just
beehives and, like, close, like, holes and stuff like that. Like, she doesn't like that stuff.
Yeah, trypophobia. Wait, his it's just pink and, like,
yeah, it's just what? Like this. It's just, like, pink and, like, veiny, really.
Yeah,
but I don't know. She can't do it. So I'll be caught up by next Monday for sure.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, well, the movie does cover, like, episode 1 through 7, though.
Oh, really?
Season 2. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely be caught up. And there's only
I would say watch episode one and then watch the movie.
Okay.
Because there is a little bit of like backstory. It's like a Rengoku backstory. It shows him saving this old lady who's like an innkeeper and her daughter. And then it goes to the train part. But that's just like the setup information about Rengoku. Whereas in the movie, you kind of, he just pops up and you don't really get a background story of who he is like that. I mean, you get a little bit of a backstory, but you don't get like an introduction of showing him in action prior to seeing his character.
Okay, okay. Then I'll catch up on that one. I'm happy to hear that I don't gotta watch all of season two. What was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week. Well, you have not seen, well, that we talked about, it would have to be, it might be Vinland.
Wait, what? Either Vinland or
Demon Slayer, because you're not caught up. Okay. Because that episode was really good. Really good. But I would either have to say Vinland Saga or Heavenly Delusion. I like Heavenly, Heavenly Delusion is making me, like, think. It's like, what's going on, you know, like. Yeah, I'm curious about the world and
like stuff is
all
weird.
The twists,
and not just weird from like the standpoint of like a messed up world with like weird creatures, but just like weird like what is going on.
Yeah,
so it is pretty interesting. My favorite episode was probably, I would say Heavenly Delusion was probably the best episode of the week for me. Just because it is like thought provoking in that you're just questioning like, what am I looking at? And there's just like, everything just feels so like off putting and weird with like the delivery, especially with the kids that are like in the school, like the way they talk to each other. It's like so straightforward, but like at sometimes it's like creepy, but like to them it's like super normal and not actually creepy, but it feels creepy. So I like it so far, but I did really like Hell's Paradise because I like that character introduction with the Bandit Chief. So I'm excited about that. Best animation.
You already know. Oh, I thought you were about to say moment of the week. Best animation. Probably Hell's Paradise. Cause they had the most fighting, but Heavenly Delusion's fighting was pretty good when they were fighting the, I mean, it wasn't really fighting. They were just running around the ship. They shot it. But yeah, I would say it was Paradise. Because all the fighting. Gabimaru went crazy. The Bandit Chief went crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to say Heavenly Delusion for animation this week. Just because I like the animation style. It's starting to look less Rick and Morty-ish to me.
It doesn't look like Rick and Morty at all. Like, what the heck?
I was just joking. Bro,
it looks nothing like Rick and Morty.
But, the fish running around and, like, the little baby creature things with all the stuff coming out of them. Like, it was weird. I like that stuff. And then moment of the week, what were you going to say?
Oh, Thorfinn standing. In his stance with his two daggers, but they weren't there.
That was your moment of the week.
That's my moment of the week, bro. You gotta understand. I mean, I wasn't one of the people who were like, he's never gonna fight again. Because I kind of like, it's unrealistic, like I said, but I'm just glad it happened. Because, like, all the people who dropped it and are like, he don't even fight. Yeah, well, he's fighting again, and you're not watching it. So, there, eat that. You know what I mean? Like, bro.
Your face.
Like, watch the story. Watch the show for the story, bro. Like, it's more than just fight. You know what I mean? Like, bruh, let it build up. Like, you really think this dude is never going to fight again. Like, ever. You know what I mean? Like, that didn't even make sense.
That was funny. I like when he did the stance, too.
So come on now. And he had the memory. It showed him in the past. It showed the daggers. Like, come on, bruh. You got to remember, it's been, like, 16 episodes and he hasn't done like really anything except punch dude's like jaw off his face. So I thought that was awesome. I thought that was awesome. And I thought it was a great moment because when Oscar Ladd was there talking to him, and Oscar Ladd was like, dude, you know, like, you got to fight. Like, I know you don't want to fight, but there's going to be certain situations where you have to fight, and it's not wrong. He literally told him, like, you could do either or. Like, you can not fight and keep your vow of peace or whatever, nonviolence, and you wouldn't be wrong. But you could also fight and help this person, but you're using violence to help them, which is another that's like, either one is not wrong. He was like, both of them, theoretically, both of them will let you become a true warrior.
Yeah. And then I thought he was going to maybe have a flashback of his dad just because his dad probably vowed not to fight, but he was fighting.
But his dad fought to save him, tried to save him when they were on that boat, and he got jumped.
So that's what I thought of when he was about to start fighting. I just thought of his dad starting the fight just because he was trying to protect him. My moment of the week might have been
when dude tried to kiss that man.
That was crazy.
I'm like, what the heck is going on, bro? I thought he was gonna whisper in his ear or something. This dude tried to kiss him.
He was like, it's not contagious.
Yeah, he was like, it's not contagious. He was like, it's not infectious. It can't be passed on.
He's like, I'm sorry. I should have thought about how you felt.
Like, bro.
No, that wasn't. There's a lot of weird moments. I feel like the one when they're in the closet was like the weirdest one.
Yeah.
That was weird. That might have been probably my moment of the week. Either that or when the bandit... Oh, no. Either that or when Gabimaru kept putting the girl in, like, an arm lock.
Like, oh, yeah. Times. That was pretty funny, yeah. I also like when he used his ninjutsu or whatever. He set himself on fire and started blowing up their heads.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet, too.
Yes, at the fire style jutsu. Any predictions for next week?
Vinland, I think. Thorfinn.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm sorry. That's what I was going to say. I hope that the fight is longer than 10 seconds.
I think it'll be long. I think it'll come to a standstill. I think it'll come to a standstill. Like, I don't think either one will win. I feel like I kind of want Thorfinn just to knock him out and then let them escape. But I feel like it'll come to a standstill and then the old master will butt in and be like, let him go or something like that along those lines. And like talk him out of trying to kill him. And then Hell's Paradise, they're going to, I feel like it's going to be them trying to recuperate old girl for the most part. And then they're going to run into like the Bandit King, they might cross paths with him and he's going to try to kill them because he was like, I'm going to kill every other person on this island so me and my brother can only be the only ones looking. That might not happen next episode, but I do feel like they're going to cross paths pretty soon. And then Heavenly Delusion, I honestly have no clue what is going to happen next. It's literally a toss-up. I have no predictions. Well, I do think the dude will start telling... I think the one guy who told him to run away, that told the guy to run away, I think he'll talk to the girl who told him about outside and tell her or Kona what the dude said and ask them what they think about what he said. And then the two outside the wall, I think they'll just get back to Tokyo because that's where they're trying to go. Or not get there, but you know, stop one more place, find some more people, talk to them, and ask more questions.
I think for Vinland, I think with Einar, I think they're just going to catch up with Einar and then see it's Einar. And
no one, you don't think he'll make it to the Force? Because they said once he makes it to the Forest, they can't travel on horseback.
Yeah, I think
they'll. And he told him to slow down. Remember, he told him not to get close.
Oh, yeah, not to engage.
Yeah, he was like, don't get too close to him. Just, like, follow him the whole way.
Maybe not then. Maybe Einar will just pop up at the end. probably get away from the guards or something. His guards suck anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say they suck. I'm pretty sure he could shake them somehow, yeah, especially once he hits the force.
So, yeah, he might get away. And then Thorfinn and Snake are going to fight. I'm just really hoping that it's not 10 seconds.
I'm thinking it'll be longer than 10
seconds. People are probably looking forward to a fight in the show, like a meaningful fight. So I hope it's longer. Just hoping for a long fight. Thorfinn obviously doesn't have a weapon. But I don't think that... I feel like it is going to be like some kind of standstill. And like, I don't think it would be the old master that gets Snake to let him go. I feel like it would be Arnhide for some
You think reason. So? I feel like he don't care about her. About what she has to say. You think like she'll have like a talk you know jutsu situation?
With a what? No jutsu?
Talk you know jutsu. That's what Naruto uses. He just talks everybody out of what
oh, yeah. trying to do. Yeah, I think it's going to be something like that. That's what I think. I think it'll be Arnhide that convinces him to let them go. Or maybe they never get convinced. Maybe they just fight and then Arnhide just goes with the horse.
I mean, theoretically, they could run away while they're fighting. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what I feel like would happen. But I don't know. I don't know who the victor of the fight will be, though. Or if there will be a victor. If I had to take a pick, I'd probably say Snake. I could see Thorfinn losing.
Why? Because he hasn't fought in so long. He's rusty.
Yeah, he hasn't fought in a while. And I feel like Snake is probably...
I feel like you're overestimating Snake's skill.
Am I?
I think so.
I don't know. We've seen some... I mean, who is Snake comparable to in this show? We got like some superhuman-like people in this show. Is Snake up there with them?
I don't think he's stronger than Thorkel. And Thorfinn was doing pretty good against Thorkel.
Yeah, but Thorkel's like a god.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I think Thorfinn could definitely win. Even though Thorfinn could have beat Askeladd too, but Askeladd was like, you just get too in your head, like you get too angry. But he doesn't have that anymore. He's just very.
That's true.
He's very composed.
And, but he also doesn't have any swords or daggers.
Yeah, but I mean, he can hammer fist you in the face and you'll still feel it.
True. Like,
that's what I think he's going to do. He's going to like hammer fist him on the side of his head and knock him out.
Yeah. Slave hands.
Like, and he's strong. He's stronger. He's way stronger now. Dude has been That's doing true. Farm work every day, moving tree stumps with his bare hands. So he's strong as hell. So he's not out of shape. So I think
I'm not doubting he's out of shape. He's definitely in shape.
Yeah, I know. But you're saying like, you know, the fight he hasn't fought in a long time. But I think the
because he did punch a guy's jaw off.
Yeah, he just
earlier
yeah.
in the show.
I think it'll be a good fight. I kind of think Snake is not. I think Snake is a fighter, but I feel like he uses all the fights we've seen him win. He's won because like he's noticed certain weaknesses.
Yeah, I mean with the garter. Who else did he fight?
Yeah, I think it's only garter. But it looked like Garter was giving him a hard time, and he was injured. And he was like, oh, he's weak here. And then he just hit him in his weak spot.
Yeah.
To, like, incapacitate him.
I think he's more of a strategy guy more yeah. than just, like, a heavy hitter. But so was Askeladd.
Yeah. Yeah. But Askeladd, remember, but Askeladd could also, yeah, yeah. But he was a strategist, but he didn't use cheap shots, though.
Askeladd was cheap for sure.
He was cheap. He was very cheap, actually.
Yeah.
Like, he was a dirty fighter. Because he was dirty to freaking Thor's. He was like, yeah, I won't do that. And he did exactly what he said he wasn't going to do.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's dirtier than Snake. For sure. Probably. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who comes out the winner of that. Heavenly Delusion, I feel like they'll get to, I guess, Tokyo. You said they're trying to get to. They might run into some more people. I feel like it's about time for them to run into, like, a group of people that are just, like, weird. Or, like, doing like some
shady business
stuff. Because so far, I feel like everyone they ran into hasn't really been that bad. But there's got to be someone out there who's doing some weird or like bad stuff. So I'm waiting for that. Hell's Paradise. Another toss up there. I feel like they might show some more characters, or they may continue. Because they didn't really continue much farther with the guy who cut off his hand, so maybe they'll.
Yeah, they'll pick up where he left off, show him fighting.
Yeah. And they also didn't show the big dude.
Yeah, because he's off on his own. Because he killed his executioner.
So we'll see. And they made it sound like the ninjas that they were sending would be coming, like,
pretty soon.
Yeah, like, not in a long time. So I wonder, like, what episode they'll actually, like, arrive. But those are my final thoughts.
And it's really going to go to hell, because, I mean, I know Gabimaru was, like, the top ninja, but if it's a whole bunch of hims, like, obviously not on his level, but close to his level, that's going to be crazy. And that's just going to cause trouble. And he was like, they're just going to kill everybody and find it for themselves. Which,
and I was like, I don't even understand why the government would send them. Or why wouldn't they just send them in the first place?
Themselves in the first place? Yeah. I guess, but remember they said this is just an easier way for us to get rid of some of these, like, prison space. Because remember they had them all kill each other. So they're like, you know, you guys are expendable anyway, so.
Just got a clear inventory.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That is all I got to say about this week of anime.
Same. I got one question for you.
Yes.
In real life, if the world ended up like Heavenly Delusion,
okay,
there's no government, do you think it would be mass chaos, or you think people would be able to form like pockets in the areas of like community, basically like we've seen? Because like you said, there's been really no bad people, for real, that we've seen.
I think there would be, at least in the very beginning, I think there would definitely be mass chaos. If people get chaotic now and there's not even that much going on. So, like, if the world is, like, just, like, on fire, but if there's just, like, these unnatural creatures. First of all, everybody's religions.
Not with the unnatural creatures. Just, like, take away the monsters. Just, like, there's no
order. Government.
There's no government. There's no order. What do you think would be like?
I guess it would be kind of like the Purge.
For a little bit.
For a bit. Like, I feel like there would be the people who, like, I feel like at least maybe 60 to 70% of people would keep it calm and, like, peaceful and, like, form their own communities and, like, not be on some crazy stuff. But there's definitely going to be a lot of people who are going to, like, do, like, a full 360, like, just be crazy, just start doing all this weird stuff, forming. Like, they'll be, like, secret, like, maybe, like, fighting rings or, like,
like
dungeons and all this other stuff. Like, it's going to be, like, this weird stuff that's going to become more frequent just because there's no one, like, there's no regulation. So people are going to be out here just being nuts because they can. Just like in the old days. Except we don't really hear about it because there wasn't, like, technology or anything. Yeah. So that's what I think. Yeah. But if there was, like, unnatural monsters, like, oh, yeah, they're going shit. No way. Like, if there's a bunch of monsters right now, everyone would lose their shit. Because we already have, like, so many, like, preconceived notions of, like, what nature and, like, the world is, like, capable of in life. I feel like so many people would just, like, go crazy just from, like, the sheer, like, sight or thought of there being things like that. And I think it would be anarchy.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think?
I kind of agree. I think there would be areas where people are, like, self-sustainable, and they'll build, like, their own government, and it would be, like, kind of like that that farm we saw. Like, it was a community of people. They lived together, and there's no trouble. But then, like you said, there would be, like, certain pockets of groups with, like, weird stuff, fight clubs, and, like, just shady, shady business, dark web kind of stuff. You know? I mean, which it already exists now, you know? So, I think it would just be an uptick of that. But I do feel like, I just feel like there can never be complete chaos. I don't think it's humanly possible. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the human in people wouldn't allow for complete and utter chaos everywhere.
Like, just like a world where
there's like no everyone rules. Is crazy. Like, every single place, there's no like rules or anything.
No, I agree with you. Like, I think we naturally want some form of order, or at least most people do. So I think people would get really tired really quick of just having complete freedom.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, I mean, like, part of that would, I feel like people would get bored of it too at some point. Because, like, there's just no one telling you what you can't do, so you're just doing whatever you want, and that would work for some people, but some people I think would just get tired of that, and they would just be like, I don't know what to do, because like I can do anything and there's no structure, so like what's the point of even like continuing? So that's it.
Yep, that's it. Yeah,
That's all I got on that. But yeah, any final thoughts?
Nope, that's all. That's all.
Okay, what would you do if your brain was transplanted into a woman's body?
If my brain was transported into a woman's body,
yeah.
I don't know, probably be lesbian. I don't know, what do you mean by that? Like, just, I feel like my life wouldn't change. I mean, obviously certain things, interactions, because like I'm a woman, I'm not a man now, but I feel like I would still live how I live. Like, I wouldn't change how I act or do things.
Would you become like a really jacked woman?
Oh, really jacked? No, I wouldn't be like a. I would be. Well, you're asking if I would be a muscle mommy.
What is a muscle mommy?
It's a fitness term. It's like,
I've never heard that in my life.
It's very. if you're in fitness and watch stuff, a muscle mommy is just like a woman that's pretty strong. Like, she's not super jacked, but she's kind of jacked. It's just like it's a weird thing. It's weird. It's weird, but it's nothing crazy. Like, you know who Lean Beef Patty is?
Yeah, she's the first person that pops up.
Yeah, that's like, oh, when you typed it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, she would be considered like a muscle mom, I guess you could say. But she's not even like that crazy. She does look good, like physically, like her physique and stuff is great, but she's not like crazy, you know, like over the top or anything. But I think I would be built like that. Probably a little bit bigger, slightly. But I wouldn't like try to be a dude in a woman's body. You know, like I wouldn't try to be, I would be, you know, I'd get right. And I would, yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm a wrap it up here. It's Week in Weebs, episode 25.
I'm dead. She's the first person that pops up.
Yeah, it was Lean Beef. He was the first one. It was like a Reddit post or something. But that's the end of this episode. I don't know what I'm saying. Peace out. Goodbye.
Peace.